Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning with a grateful heart, and we come on this morning with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. We come to say thank you, Father God, for bringing us this far by faith, Father God, because if you had not done it, it would not have been done. Father God, we want to say thank you for watching over us as we slept and as we slumber, ushering us into a brand new spanking day. Father God, we bless you, we magnify you, we glorify you, Father, and we praise you. Father God, as we rise and shine on this morning, we rise and shine in faith. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day that you have blessed us to see, and Father God, and we thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back over to you. Father, take this day and unfold it according to your will, according to your directions, your mercies, your provisions for our lives. We trust you, we thank you, we love you, we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. So, Father, bless your coming together today, as every day, Father, as we sit at the table to be fed of you, and we thank you that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over and over and over and over and over again. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, good morning, top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries where Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Giving God praise, glory, and honor. Thanking God for who he is and thanking God for you and you and you and you. Amen. We want to especially welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Bless you. Please enjoy our services on today to the extent that you keep on, keep on, and keep on coming on back. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Amen. We pray that everybody is encouraged today. Amen. That we're still holding on to faith, still believing God, sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes level to the ground. Amen. But we're still standing and we're still moving forward. And so we give God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. It's been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. We want to thank God for it. Amen. And we have one more day to celebrate Jesus. Amen. One more day to serve in his kingdom. One more day, which is a gift, amen, a time, amen, is precious, amen, time is precious, always remember that, amen, and we're grateful for every moment that the Lord gives us. All right, all right, all right, okay, y'all know I try to get a break on Saturdays if I can, but I didn't get an opportunity to invite someone to come and minister this week. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, matter of fact, I wasn't led. But we're going to do something a little bit different today, a little bit different today. And what we want to do today is we want to look at what the word, some scriptures to encourage us. Amen. During this pandemic with COVID-19, amen, and COVID, we want to look at that acronym today, COVID, amen, and the Holy Spirit, amen, has given us some scriptures, amen, to deal with COVID, amen, COVID, and that's what we're going to do today to encourage one another. We know that all of us know people, family, friends, co-workers, neighbors, enemies, somebody, amen, that has been affected by COVID-19, somebody that has left here. I know quite a few people, amen, that transitioned, amen, because of that COVID, amen. Some of us may have been diagnosed with it ourselves, amen, but the fact that we are still standing, amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord, amen, to give us encouragement that we are not afraid, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, amen, of love, and a sound mind. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, amen, is acceptable, amen, in your sight. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And our soul says, amen, 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 and amen again. All right, all right, all right, all right. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. We want to thank God. Amen. Okay, so I'm trying to see. Just give me 1 second here. Give me 1 second, beloved. Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second, and to God be all the praise and all the glory. All right, here we go, here we go. All right, so COVID-19, amen. What is the coronavirus, amen? And so coronavirus, beloved, are a large family of viruses that can infect people and many animals, including camels, cattle, bats, and cats. There are many types of coronaviruses, including some that give people a common head or chest cold. Other coronavirus diseases like severe acute respiratory syndrome, that's the acronym for that is SARS, S-A-R-S, and Middle East respiratory syndrome, are extremely dangerous, see, but are less widespread than colds and COVID-19. Amen. So, amen, I'm sure over the last year and a half, amen, most of us, amen, when that COVID-19 is mentioned, amen, everybody around the world, amen, knows, amen, what that is, amen. We have some scriptures, amen, in the Bible today, amen, to give us, amen, some confidence, amen, to give us some encouragement, amen, and some peace and some joy in our hearts, amen. You spell the word COVID, C-O-V-I-D. When we look at that word, when we look at the letter C, amen, glory be to God, we are confident, amen, with this pestilence by the name of COVID, amen, because, beloved, we are covered, amen. C, we are covered. The Bible tells us, beloved, amen, hallelujah, in Proverbs, amen, let's start in Psalms 32:1. The Bible tells us, blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, whose sin. We are blessed, amen, because our transgression is forgiven. We are blessed because our sin is covered. See. Glory be to God. See, amen, we are covered, beloved. The Bible also tells us, amen, that in Proverbs 28:13, it says, whoever conceals their sin shall not prosper. But the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. We are covered because we confess our sins. We are not afraid of COVID because we're covered. And we're covered because we confess our sins. We're not hiding our sins. We're not covering our sins. We're not pretending our sins don't exist. But what we are doing is we are confessing our sins before God. Glory be to God. And the Bible says that when we confess our sins and do not conceal them, glory be to God, then we find mercy. We are not afraid of COVID, beloved, amen, because we confess our sins. 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to purify us from all unrighteousness. Oh, no, we are covered. COVID-19 can't get to us because we're covered. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. We're covered by the grace of Jesus. We're covered by the mercies of Jesus. Why? Because we confess our sins. We are not a sinner. Glory be to God. We was a sinner, but we are not a sinner anymore. Glory be to God. Some people say, I'm a sinner saved by grace. No, no, either you're a sinner or you're not a sinner. We are not sinners, amen. We used to be. Glory be to God. And then he tells us in Romans 4:7, he says, blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. So we are not afraid of COVID because our sin is covered and we are covered. And so that's the letter C for COVID. Let's move on to the letter O and COVID. We are not afraid of COVID, beloved, because not only are we covered because our sins are confessed, amen, but O is because we are not afraid of COVID because we are obedient. We walk in a spirit of obedience to the Lord. Our heart is fixed. Our minds are made up. Exodus 24:7 says, then he took the book of the covenant and read it to the people. They responded, we will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey. We will obey. Our soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. Yes to his way. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you are willing and obedient, we are obedient to God. Therefore, we will eat the good things of the Lord. We will live our best life. We will live COVID free. We won't be living on the bottom of the food chain. We are the head and not the tail, the lender, not the borrower. Above, not beneath, on the top and not on the bottom, because we have an obedient life. 1 Peter 1:14 says, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. We live in obedience. We don't do the things we used to do. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We don't think the same. We don't talk the same. We don't walk the same. We don't live the same. See? We don't live according to the old man and the carnal desires. But we live as obedient children. No longer conform to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. St. John 14:15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. We are not afraid of COVID, beloved, because we are obedient. We love the Lord, and the proof of our love is our obedience. Because he says, if you love me, keep my commands. So we strive to live a life of obedience in obeying God's commands. We strive to do what the Lord tells us to do, even though we might not like it, might not agree to it, might not feel like it, don't see it exactly the way God sees it. It don't make a difference. We obey him. We walk in the Spirit, that the Spirit will lead us, glory to God, into truth and obedience. Why? Because we love the Lord. You cannot love God and disobey God, because our obedience is the proof that we love him. So in these terrible times with COVID-19 already taking over a million people out and still taking people out, the Big Brother Delta that has come, variant, amen, but we are not afraid of COVID. So, see, we are not afraid of COVID because we are covered and we confess our sins. Oh, glory be to God. We're not afraid of COVID, amen, because we walk in a spirit of obedience to the Lord. Then we have the letter V. V. We are not afraid of COVID, beloved, because we have courage and we have determination. And God did not give us, amen, the V stands for valiant. Hebrews 11:34, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, talking about God's warriors. Out of weakness were made strong, wax valiant in fight. Turn to fight the armies of the aliens. Oh, no, we are valiant. That's why we are not afraid. Glory be to God. We have courage. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. We are determined to fight the good fight of faith. See, we are strong in the Lord. Even when we're weak, we're strong. Glory be to God, knowing that God will do it. Oh, yeah, that V, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. We are vigilant. 1 Timothy 3:2, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. You say, I'm not a bishop, a pastor. Well, it's still applicable to you, but then, okay, 1 Peter 5:8. Let's bring it home. Amen. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. This word vigilant, beloved, means keeping a careful watch for possible dangers and difficulties. Oh, no, we are not afraid of COVID. Because we're vigilant. We're watching and we're praying. See? Our spiritual eyes are open. Our spiritual ears are open. Our spiritual antennas are open. Glory be to God. We're walking in discernment. We're walking in power. We're walking carefully. Glory be to God. Oh, we got our eyes wide open. We are vigilant. We are not afraid of COVID, beloved. Glory be to God. Regardless of how big COVID becomes, regardless how much COVID expands, glory be to God. Why? Amen. Glory be to God. See, because we are covered. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have confessed our sins. Oh, glory be to God, because we walk in a spirit of obedience unto the Lord. V, amen, because we are vigilant, beloved. Glory be to God, keeping a careful eye out for possible danger and difficulties. Now we come to the letter I. We are not afraid of COVID, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Because nothing is impossible with God. And we are not ignorant for that letter I. That letter I, we want to look at ignorant. We want to start out by looking at ignorant. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We are not ignorant. We know that sickness, amen, has not come from God. Pestilence have not come from God. COVID-19 has not come from God. We are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Glory be to God. We know that Satan evidently had permission, amen, to move on this wide scale that he's moving, but it don't include us. It don't include I, and that I is you. Say I, whatever your name is. Glory be to God. We are not afraid of COVID when we look at that letter I for infirmities. Matthew 8:17 says, glory be to God, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Elijah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Jesus took our infirmities. Jesus took COVID-19 for us. Glory be to God. Jesus took our sicknesses. Jesus took the pestilence. Jesus took it. This is why we are not afraid of COVID. Because he bore our infirmities. Hallelujah. We are healed by his stripes. We are whole by his stripes. We are unable to be touched by evil. Oh, no, 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 no. We are not afraid of COVID. We look at that letter I. Why? Because for instructions. Psalms 32:8 says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou should go. I will guide thee with mine eye. We're not afraid of COVID because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is instructing us. He's going to let us know where to go and when not to go. He knows who's contaminated with this pestilence. He's going to instruct us and tell us you're not going there today. He's going to instruct us, tell us, and to double up on your mask. He's going to instruct us. Look, make sure you're 6 feet, 10 feet away. He's going to instruct us what restaurants to go to, even if you're going to a restaurant. He's going to instruct us. We are not afraid of COVID. Because the Holy Spirit is instructing us around COVID. And then I for impossible. Luke 1:37, for nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing. Vaccine or no vaccine, we are not afraid of COVID. Glory be to God. Because nothing is impossible with God, and God is our keeper. Our trust is not in the vaccine. Our trust is in God, in the power of God, in the name of God, in the blood of Jesus. Nothing is impossible. Even if we are in a room, amen, where everybody else has COVID, we're coming out COVID-free. Even if everybody else in the neighborhood is being buried because of COVID, we will live and not die. Because we trust a God, amen, that nothing is impossible for him. He is able to keep us. No, we are not afraid of COVID. So we are not afraid, beloved, amen, COVID, COVID. So I get to my last letter on today. See, we are not afraid of COVID because our sins are covered and because we keep our sins confessed. Oh, we are not afraid of COVID because we walk and live a life that's in obedience to the Lord, holiness unto him. D, beloved, we are not afraid of COVID because we are courageous and we have a spirit of determination because we are vigilant. And our eyes are open to the moving of the Spirit and what God has spoken. We are not afraid of COVID, beloved, but because, amen, there's nothing impossible with God. We are not ignorant. Hallelujah. He is instructing us, and he has already taken our infirmities. And the last letter in COVID is that letter D. We are not afraid of COVID, beloved, because we are dwellers in the Lord's house. Psalms 91 tells us this. Verse 1, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. Surely he shall save you from the foulest snare and the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence, COVID-19, that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guide you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my transgression. I want us to, that's Psalms 91. We're talking about COVID-19. So out of Psalms 91, let's take verse 1 and take verse 9 for 19. Psalms 91, verse 1 says this: whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Whoever dwells in the Lord's house. Your address is the Lord's house. You have keys to his path, to his palace. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 1. Now look at verse 9 for COVID-19. If you say the Lord is my refuge, meaning you live in God's house, and you make the Most High your dwelling. Oh no, we are not afraid of COVID because we are dwellers in the Lord's house. COVID actually has to come to the Lord's house to get us. COVID actually has to come to God's palace to get us, because that's where we live. He got to come and get us out of bed in the Lord's palace. In the Lord, he got to break in and get into one of the Lord's rooms, past the Lord's security, past the Lord's angels, past the Lord's spirit, past the Lord's word to get to us. Because we dwell in the Lord's house. Oh no, beloved, we are not afraid of COVID. COVID-19, glory be God, the biblical number, amen. When we look at the number 19, hallelujah, means this, beloved. Let me give you, amen, the one side, let me give you the other side, the number 19 and the spiritual significance. Number 19, on the bad note, is a symbol of divine order and God's judgment. And maybe that's when somebody knew that, and that's why they threw 19 on there. Okay? Because we see God's judgment, amen, taking place. We see divine order. Even though we can't see the order, amen, is definitely in motion. The flip side of the number 19, beloved, spiritually it signifies success and knowledge, wisdom, spiritually, breakthrough, and new beginnings. And that's exactly what's happening right now in our lives. Even in the midst of this pandemic, some of us are doing better now than we ever did. New beginnings, new seasons, things taking place, breakthroughs in our spiritual life, more wisdom. Over a whole year to reflect, amen, glory be to God, to observe, to judge ourselves, amen, to confess, amen, to start new things, glory be to God. Oh, we are not afraid of COVID because God is doing something. God is doing something. Glory be to God. And he's bringing us through this thing all right. We're coming through, amen, all right. Because we're dwellers in the Lord's house. And we're going to take this opportunity to invite as many others as we can to come on in and change your address. Come on in and change your habitation. Glory be to God. He's not going to charge you no rent. You can live over here rent-free. You don't have to worry about no mortgage. You don't have to worry about the electric bill, the gas bill, the water bill. You don't have to worry about how you're going to eat. Glory be to God. Just come on over. And don't come by yourself. Bring your whole family with you. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Come on in. The door is open. This table is prepared. Glory. Come on in into the Lord's house. Hallelujah, because there are dwelling with the Lord. You don't have to worry about the pestilence. You don't have to worry about the COVID-19. You don't have to worry about poverty. You don't have to worry about death. Matter of fact, you ain't got to worry about a thing. Glory be to God, because the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. No, we're not afraid of COVID-19. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus Christ is Lord over COVID. Jesus Christ is Lord over all. There is no higher name. Jesus Christ is Lord over cancer, over leukemia. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord over death itself. Oh, no, we are not afraid of COVID-19. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because God has us covered. Oh, there's protection in the Lord's house. His security is high. There's a host of angels. The Bible tells us that one angel, amen, glory be to God, took out 185,000 men all by himself in one night. Glory be to God. So one angel can take out 185. We know one angel can take down COVID when COVID comes stalking up our doors, looking for us, knocking on the door. No, when COVID come knocking on the door, we gonna send God to open it, because we already in his house. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Oh, my brothers and my sisters, be encouraged today. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Oh, no, we walk in confidence. I'll seek and be confident. We walk in confidence that God is able to do everything he said he is going to do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When COVID comes, when it sees the blood of Jesus, it got to pass on over. Oh, yeah, it got to go somewhere else. We don't know where it's going, but it got to get out of here. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because our sins, hallelujah, are covered. Hallelujah. As we continue to confess. Hallelujah. As we walk, because we walk in a spirit of obedience. Glory be to God. Because we are vigilant. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we are not ignorant. Hallelujah. Of Satan's devices. And because we are dwellers in the Lord's house. And we have stepped into number 19. And God is doing a new thing. A new thing. Hallelujah. I am doing a new thing in you. Hallelujah. I am doing a new thing in you. Whatever you ask for. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, somebody. Whatever you pray for. Hallelujah. My God, Jesus. Whatever you agree for, it will not be. And I, saith the Lord, saith the Lord. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for encouraging our hearts, Father God, and to show a little creativity today, Father God, while we are not afraid of COVID-19. Your word gives us everything that we need, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word gives us everything we need, Father God. Hallelujah. The confidence. We are confident. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are not ignorant. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be. We walk in obedience. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, God. We walk, hallelujah, Father God, as dwellers in your house. Hallelujah. Not ignorant of the Satan's devices. Hallelujah. We have stepped into the number 19, and we say thank you for it, God. Thank you. Now we pray for those who don't know you. We pray for all those who have been affected. We pray for all those who are not dwellers in your house. And COVID can snatch them, Father God, because they're out in the open. They don't have any safety gear on, Father God. They don't have any protection and any security. So COVID can attach himself, amen, to them. Father, because they're spiritual vagabonds. But we are not a spiritual vagabond, Father, but we pray for those who are. And so, Father God, we ask that you give somebody the will today, give somebody the mind, hallelujah, to make Jesus their choice, to come on over on the Lord's side, hallelujah, because that's the only protection there is anywhere in the universe. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, all right. We pray you enjoyed our lesson on today. Amen. Glory be to God. I was talking to the Lord last night. I said, Lord, I'm a little tired. Amen. We did a lot of teaching this week. I said, I didn't ask nobody else today. Normally, I try to get someone to do Saturdays. Amen. And I said, look, what can we do different tomorrow, Father God? And he said, give them the acronym for COVID-19. I hope y'all enjoyed that. Amen. Amen. COVID, because I definitely, amen, enjoy sharing it with you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. All right. They said the weather over here in the East Coast is going to be most, most lovely. Amen. Go sit out on the grass today. Get some fresh air. Amen. Glory, keep your mask on. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not afraid. We're not afraid. Amen. Hallelujah. But we are obedient. Amen. We are obedient to God and obedient to the laws of the land. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. We want to thank each and every one of you for your service this week. God bless you. God bless you. Okay. Let me see. We started out with Minister Estelle on Monday. And then see who ministered to us on Monday night. Monday night, it was me, because Minister Nancy, amen, something came up with Minister Nancy, amen, so I had to jump in. We want to thank God, amen, for our Minister Tanya, and we want to thank God for our Elder Carte. We want to thank God for Wednesday. Who was Wednesday? It was me. I came back on Wednesday too. All right. Thank God for Pastor Bradford. And we want to thank God for our Deaconess Hattie. And we want to thank God, amen, for our Minister Joanne. Amen. And our Minister Darlene, who was something happened. Amen. But she was ready to come. But Minister Joanne, oh faithful Minister Joanne, amen. So we want to thank God for each and every one of you who have served this week, amen. Our Minister Irene, amen, who taught our Wednesday night Bible study, amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for all of you, amen, who shared in your readings on Wednesday, amen, and with your poetry, being a poet and not even knowing it. Thank God for all of you who pray, touching and agreeing, even if you didn't say anything, you were still there supporting. We want to say thank God for you. Thank God for the financial blessings to this ministry. Amen. Little or small, we bless it. Amen. We bless it because God already knows what's coming in before we get here. Amen. So we thank God for you, for you, for you. For those of you around the globe who are listening, amen, we don't know you yet. Amen. We thank God for you, for you, and for you too. Amen. And to God be praise, honor, and glory. Thank God for the word of God. Amen. That is going forth all this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We'll be posting it on Facebook later on today, Lord's willing. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me see. Hallelujah. We just want to bless God. Amen. The Lord encouraged us on Monday that we're not going crazy. Amen. Tuesday, amen, that Satan is under our feet. Amen. Wednesday, we shared all our poetry. Amen. Glory be to God. Thursday, amen. The Lord is telling us to speak to the wind. Amen. Speak to your situations. Open your mouth and say something. Amen. Hallelujah. And he came back to reinforce that yesterday. Amen. Let us know that we win and we just got to act like it. Amen. And then he came to give us all comfort today. Amen. And let us know that we are not afraid of COVID-19. Why? Because, amen, heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word remains forever. And God will, amen, honor his word above his name. And we have all the scriptures here, beloved. Amen. Let us know that we don't have to blink an eye. We're not going to be spiritual. We're not going to be spiritually arrogant now. We're not going to get stupid with this thing. Amen. We're going to walk in wisdom. Amen. Glory be to God. But we are not afraid. We're definitely not going to walk in fear because we ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere because there's work to be done. So thank you so much. Thank everybody for your prayers, your support, your service. Amen. To the ministry. Amen. And not to even mention, amen, the media lies. Amen. The streaming that comes on 6 days a week. Actually, 12 days a week, 12 times a week, because we got 6 times on TV and 6 times on internet radio, not counting this platform right here. So we have some exposure here. I mean, the people are beginning to respond, and they're all starting, amen, with the Facebook request. And I guess that's a safe way to start, amen. I'm going to really maybe take some time and, like, really, I think I have, like, 500 friend requests on my Facebook. I already like up in the thousands and I got another 500, but I could just tell everybody yes, but I just like to take time and just look around their Facebook page and see what they're talking about before I accept. If I see a bunch of naked butts and all kind of crazy stuff, you're not going to be my friend. Just keep listening and get saved first. Get saved. See, God, cause I don't want you to, you know, bring all that over here. I don't want you contaminating my Facebook, my social media platform. So I look around first and I say a prayer first and ask God, who shall I accept, amen, as my friends? I don't know all these people, but evidently they're following the ministry and they want to be on the inside, amen. And so we want to thank God for everything that he is doing. Tomorrow we will be taking Holy Communion here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. When you call in at 12 o'clock tomorrow, come with your matzah and your grape juice. And you don't have to go to the store and buy nothing. Look, if you don't have grape juice, use orange juice, apple juice. Look, use water. It's all symbolic. You don't have to go out and buy matzah, you know, matzah just for that. Now, if you eat matzah, then get some matzah. But you can use bread, okay, crackers, because it's all symbolic. And we're going to pray over it, amen, and we are going to partake in Holy Communion. And it's beautiful that we can do this, and even in this type of platform, in a media platform, a media ministry setting, amen. Why? Because there's no time and distance in the spirit, amen. So anybody you know that need communion, maybe somebody's homesick, somebody's isolated, somebody's in the hospital, tune them in tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Amen. Let them know you can take Holy Communion right here. Amen. With us. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. That is it, beloved. I want to thank you for allowing me to serve you all of this week. All of this week. Amen. It's a pleasure to serve. It is a pleasure. Amen. I get a little tired from time to time. Like I was on a little, you know what I mean? I was tired last night. I was like, you know, Lord, let's do something different. And that's what he did. The spirit cooperates with you. But really the truth of the matter is, it's not the spirit cooperating with you. It's you cooperating with the spirit. Because what really was happening, the Holy Spirit was telling me, Alfreda, I see you. Let's do something different tomorrow. Amen. And so we blessed Peter. Who knows? He might come back next week and have us break down Delta. Amen. We broke down COVID today. Maybe we'll break down the Delta. Amen. And who knows? Shoot, we might even go into variant. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. The bottom line is, beloved, we in good hands. And I'm not talking about with Allstate. Amen. We in good hands. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Everybody have a good day. Amen. We're going to pick up our spiritual wars. We've been including spiritual warfare in our daily teachings. Today is the fourth Saturday, but we're not going to do it today. Amen. But we are going to, even in addition to our daily teachings, we want to have one Saturday a month dedicated to spiritual warfare training. Keep your eyes open. Amen. It won't be today, but it's coming. Amen. In the meantime, continue to fight the fight of faith. All right. I love you, love you, love you, Father God. We say thank you for the day. Thank you for the service all week. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for keeping us. Some of us, Father God, have been diagnosed with COVID-19, but we're still alive. And we ain't going nowhere either because we are dwellers in your house. COVID got to come in your house and get us. That's the only way COVID taking us out. And COVID ain't that big. And COVID ain't that bad. And so we say thank you, Father God. We are resting. We are resting, God, in you. We are resting in your word. We are resting in your spirit. And we say thank you that we are covered. And our family is covered, Father. We cover our families. We cover our families, Father. As much as you give us liberty to do, we cover our families. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, as we go out today on this beautiful day, stay in whatever we do, Father. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Help us, Father God. Father God, we're not leaning to our own understanding, but show us your pathway for provisions. And we say thank you. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, premature death. We cancel it. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, we cancel it now in Jesus' name and decree that Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you. And the Lord give you peace. Amen. And we are not afraid of COVID-19. We are not overly concerned. We are concerned, but not overly concerned. Amen. Of COVID-19. Because we are dwellers in the Lord's house. Amen. Love you guys. Love you, love you, love you.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God. Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful
is our God. Come on, say faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful is our God. Yes, he is. Come on, say faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful is our
God.
I'm reaping the harvest.
I'm reaping the harvest God promised me.
Take back what the devil stole from me.
And I rejoice today.
For I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today.
because we are dwellers in the Lord's house. Love you, love you, love you. Amen. Pastor Bradford, amen. Signing out.